Did you know that during the 17th century, Quakers, Puritans, and Evangelicals chose very interesting names for their children? These names were obviously very religious and they were hortatory. Hortatory means that they were names that were meant to inspire that child to live by their name. So some of these names have actually survived to the present day, such as Felicity and Prudence. These were popular girls' names given to these girls to try and encourage them to live by their name. But a great number of them were very unusual, and they are certainly names we don't use today. And a few years ago, a textile historian called Dr. Isabella Rosner did a PhD looking into Quaker textiles. And during the course of her research, she came across a whole host of amazing Quaker names. So here are some of them behind me. They date from the 17th and 18th centuries. And obviously, Charity, that is a name we still use today. But other things like Comfort and Constant Groom, Constant Shield, Corn Russell, Cotton Brown, they're a little bit more out there. Although here's another one, Experience, that's quite a cool name. We see it twice here. We've also got Fetters Place Church. So I think Fetters Place probably used to be a second name from a family. So a family name used as a first name. And here we have Fountain Sterry. And at the top we have Hallelujah as a first name. Hallelujah Fisher. But we also have a Hercules Cross, a Hester Chester, amazing, Humble Thatcher, Isabel Buttery, and then we've got Israel Jelly, Jane Delight, Jane Quit, excellent. This list is amazing. We have Jesus Christ, phenomenal. We have Job Bland, great. Lancelot Wells, Love Beer, Love Butcher, Love Shapton, Loveday Allen, Loveday Killow, Marvellous Scanfield, Obedience Waring, or Warring, amazing, and Old Adams. Not quite sure who names their child Old, but love it nonetheless. And here's some amazing ones again. Scotting Potts, Sentence Grimes, Sherlock Thorpe, Silence Williams, Squire Boone, Susanna Poop, very unfortunate, Temperance Poor, Thank Holland, Thankful Tune. And here are some others. We have Plant Fry, Prevents Parker, Percival Towel, Return Towel, Returned Elgar, Reuben Rawbone, Revolution Sixsmith, Rich Whale, and Robert Were Fox. Clearly, the 17th century Puritan and Quaker was an odd sort of fellow, but I think this is an amazing subject, and how fascinating to have found these in the archives.